هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا. هون زندی جتون با به اس بی اس کردیرانا. Well, hello, Tim. How are you going?
I am so thrilled to be here with you, Mayada.
Thank you, thank you. It's good to be here in Toowoomba, and welcome to SBS 50.
Isn't that incredible? I remember as a little kid watching it every night with my dad, the world news, and SBS has certainly shaped my life. So incredible congratulations to everyone there for turning 50.
Thank you. Tim, as you know, it's the Refugee Week, and you have a lot to do with the refugees, and you have an organisation that's called You Belong. Could you tell us a little bit about that organisation, please? What do you do, and what are your aims?
Absolutely. Well, it really all started when our family moved to the Kurdistan region of Iraq, when we were back in 2014, and a group named ISIS, an infamous group named ISIS, had wreaked havoc and caused millions of refugees to enter into the very regions we were living and, mm-hmm. and working. Mm-hmm. And so working with refugees really started for us and our family. We spent 3.5 years there, and then when we came back to Australia, yeah. we saw that there was many families, in particularly in this town of Toowoomba, that were settling.
Yes, so let's come back to Australia.
Yeah.
You Belong, what does You Belong do in, say, I think your head office is in Toowoomba?
Correct.
So how do you help refugees settle, and what programs do you have for them?
Exactly. So when we saw that they had settled here in Toowoomba, we realised they were the most courageous people on the planet, but the reality is they didn't know the language. They had struggles to even getting their license to drive, and so we started a lot of programs that would help them get their license through driver mentor programs. We love to throw welcome picnics to those mm-hmm. that are newly settled in here, just to make them feel like this was their town, this was their city, that they belong just as much as everyone else. And we've grown to so many other programs, and our number one thing we measure is how well do you feel that you belong here. Mm-hmm. So that's our greatest goal.
And what sort of challenges do they, besides, you know, the language and all, what sort of challenges do they face when they first come?
You know, I think one of the things, if you would ask anybody, what do they miss the most? It would be their family, mm-hmm. their community. And all of us, we know what it feels like to feel isolated. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're not in a place where things are normal. You're navigating a whole new foreign place. And so loneliness, isolation is so important. And so that's why a lot of our programs are designed to make them connect and make friends with others here in the community. Our Cook to Connect program, even the English classes we do, they're one-on-one, usually in a small group, so they really get to know and make friends. And so that would be probably the greatest challenge. How do we feel like we are part of the community, not outside of the community?
I believe you have another program that is called Neighbour Initiative.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Oh, we love this one, the Good Neighbour Initiative. You know, most people really just need someone quite often to introduce them to their neighbour. Mm-hmm. They don't always need a caseworker or somebody to help them. They actually just need the community around them. And so we want to connect. And here's the kicker.
Okay.
Most of us feel like we also are isolated. Mm-hmm. And when we can go and visit people and learn that are from other cultures, we actually feel more a part of the community that we're a part of, and we can actually feel like we have a purpose, that we can help other people in who might be going through tougher than us. So it's one of those programs where both, you know, everyone benefits, not just those who volunteer to help visit families that are new and need someone to help them navigate their way in their new town.
Mm-hmm. Just back to You Belong, your head office is here, it is in Toowoomba. Do you have, how many people do you have working for you? Are they all volunteers? Are they, how
yeah.
does that work?
Well, over the 7 or 8 years now, we've grown. We've got 7 staff, most of them part-time. However, most of our team here in Toowoomba are from a refugee background. So our fearless leader, Kinda, who is from Syria. We mm-hmm. have also an Gianna, who's from Syria. We have Amin from Iraq. We have a few other people that are involved, one in Brisbane and also the Gold Coast, to help us as we're starting to expand into other regions. So I would say most of our team are from, have were born overseas, even myself.
Yeah. Anybody speaks Kurdish or Kurmanji or other dialects of Kurdish?
Yeah, we do have one in particular that speaks Kurdish, Amin. He's a really huge help within our community to make sure we're able to connect and really cross a lot of those so quite often language barriers. We have a couple of Arabic speaking as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously many of the Kurdish can speak bilingual and can speak a little bit of both. So, yeah, definitely. I'm outnumbered for sure. Even though my Kurdish is very rusty, we're certainly outnumbered.
We'll try that later.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening exhibition.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, this is incredible. You know, the Yazidi people in particular are a people group here that have been very welcomed here in Toowoomba, and we're so proud of the Toowoomba community. And there's a virtual reality headset that you can go in to experience what it was like for those families that had to flee. And it's one thing watching a documentary. It's another thing being able to be in a virtual reality and be in cities like Kocho, which had incredible atrocities take place. And to hear someone's personal story of what it must have been like many of the people we have here on the panel, that these incredible people that endured so much who I have next to me. And I think that understanding is so important for all of us to what we call walk in somebody's shoes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really passionate about.
But what would the exhibition consist of? Would it be photographs? Would it be seminars? What is it?
That's a great question. So you have a 15-minute virtual reality experience. You put a headset on and you've got like a space where you can walk around and literally be there. And then following that, there's an art exhibition where you can see photos and hear stories. And most importantly, we have those that have been through that experience there to share and talk with you, so you can actually ask questions. And it's really connecting with the community, and I think understanding the journeys that each of us have taken to be where we are is the first step, I think, into becoming a more, like you said, community of belonging.
Yes, yes. Tim, I believe you're traveling later in the year, or in September. You're traveling to Kurdistan region, Iraq, and you're doing a run that starts, let's say, in Mosul and to Kurdistan region. What is that for?
Well, one of the things we love to do each year is a campaign we call Move to Belong, and we want to help people understand the journeys that refugees take. And so I'm going to go back to Iraq where we lived, and I'm going to physically run the journey many families that fled when we were there from Mosul to the actual town we lived in. Kurdistan region, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to go and physically do that. We're going to live stream it. We're going to have a documentary that will film and help hopefully change people's hearts and minds of the negative perspectives they're often left with.
But you must need a lot of preparation for that. You just can't just go and run.
You can't run 100 miles. I don't know if I'm going to make it. That's between me and you. But I'm training. I'm running almost 50 kilometres a week just to get myself ready. But obviously none of us can do these journeys alone. We can't do You Belong alone. So I've got a team that are helping me, that are making sure I'll be fit enough. I won't die over there. I've got four beautiful kids and a wife who want me to survive.
She won't die.
So, but it's going to be hot. You know what it can be like there.
It's going to be, it is hot.
Three mountain ranges as well. You know how mountainous, beautiful Kurdistan region is.
It is. Well, Tim Buxton, thank you so much for being here and driving all the way from Gold Coast and being our guest. But before I'm not going to let you go.
Okay.
Galek spas. Jubo hatanata. Thank you.
Zos. Galek spas.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here and being on SBS Kurdish and celebrating with us SBS 50.
Yay. Thanks, Mayara.
Like Baka. Para Baka. Tebenia Khabinifsina. SBS Kurdi. Lisar Facebook. Bishobina.